the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, we're going to head on down to the church. And this right here is called God's Eyes Ministry.
Okay.
God's Ministry. All right. All minds all right. clear. All right. Here we go. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Clarence. Clarence.
Yeah, this Clarence.
How you doing, Clarence? This is Thaddeus, man. I'm over at the church, man. Mount Baptist Church, where you're a member of, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. Hey, I'm with the Gems, man. And you actually came to this past service, correct?
You with the who?
The Gems. That's God's Eyes Missionary. And basically what we do is we watch what's going on, you know, in the church, who's coming, who hasn't come. And, you know, I don't mean any harm, but this, if my records indicate me right, through, my God's Eyes Ministry, the Gems, looking at my books, it looks like you, this is your first time at the church this year, correct?
Yeah. I mean, what can I do for you?
Okay. Now, when Pastor asked for all the visitors to stand, you actually did not stand, correct?
No, I'm a member.
Because you're a member. There we go. Now, you still work for, you work for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we've done is we've averaged it out that you...
What is this about?
Okay, I'm on my way to it. So you probably... Are you, averaging about, what, between $40,000 and $50,000on a yearly basis over there with...
Something like that, but go ahead. What's the problem?
See, what we're looking at, since you are a member, because see, you did not stand when he said all members, and see, you did not stand up, which you right there are making the, you're clarifying that you are a member, and you're making about, we're going to roughly say, about $45,000 a year, which means 10% is $4,500. Now, we looked at the books. And notice that you put in $50 in the church on this past Easter on Sunday. Now, if you put $50 in, you're nowhere close. See, when you gonna start cutting into this $4,500 that you ought to be paying your tithes?
Wait, what's your name?
Like I said, sir, my name is Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Where well in tithe than in offering?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You got all this stuff going on in the church. You got hungry people. You got people that need salvation and whatever. But you calling me about some money that I haven't given to the church?
Well, see,
and that's what your ministry does. Y'all spend all morning calling people.
My job, sir, as a GM, God's Eyes Ministry, my job is to keep an eye on what's going on at the church. Now, when are you going to start cutting into your tithe? You $4,500 that we see, this is why we can't get the extra wing that pastor wants to put on, because people like you.
You know what? Man, you about to hold on a second. First of all, let me explain something to you, brother. Thaddeus, or whatever the ministry you are with.
Thaddeus?
Okay, that's fine. Listen, hey, I don't even have to explain this to you, but let me explain something to you. All right, this is a one-job household. This is all we do. This is a one-job household. My wife don't work, but my wife comes to church every Sunday, and she pays the tithes. Now, have you checked, as a gym ministry, have y'all looked at her tithes?
Her tithes ain't got nothing to do with you. You understand? You have to pay your tithes. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed. You are robbing the Lord, Brother Clarence.
You know what, man? You know, and you wonder why people don't come to church all the time. You know, how are you going to tell me that I could be giving my tithes somewhere else?
I am the secretary. I am the GM's secretary, God's Eyes Ministry, and my eyes have shown me that you've only given $50. You're making $45,000. You are 45.
This is some dude from the church.
What's his dude name?
I don't know. That is something. I'll tell you that.
Who
yes, I have, but that's not none of their business.
I know.
What does it have to do with him calling people and asking them if they're paying their
tithes? I got this. Let me handle it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, I got it. I know.
Who was that, sir?
That's my wife. Has been paying. That's my wife. Been paying our tithes. That's right.
Oh. Okay.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I don't have nothing in my books that say y'all paid $300.
No, we paid.
Not under.
If she said we paid $300, we paid $300.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When are you going to start cutting into this 45? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. That is what you are doing, sir.
Well, you know what? You robbing me right now. You robbing me right now of my time where I could go out. I got to be at work. I can't even go get dressed right now because I'm on the phone with you. I have to be at work in half an hour. You robbing me right now of my time.
Let me ask you something. Can you bring your tax return into the so I can take a look at it?
My tax return? You know, I tell you what. I bring my tax return if everybody else bring their tax return. If you bring your tax return and Pastor bring his tax return, then I'll bring my tax return. We can have a tax return party.
When will your tax return? When can you fax it to me?
Are you serious? I mean,
if it's not too much to ask for, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The next time you do come to church, we're going to pat you down. Because we're going to have to figure out.
Oh, hold on. You're going to pat me down the next time I come to church.
And then lay hands on you.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you on salary at the church?
What does that have to do with anything?
I need to know what you tithing.
Look, it ain't got nothing. When you going to bring your $4,500 down so we can add it so we can get the wing put on? I'm part of the gyms. You bring your money down here, Clarence.
Listen here, dog. Let me tell you something. I don't know who you are. I don't know what this ministry is.
I'm with the gyms.
I don't give a. You know what? Let me tell you. I don't care anything about your gym ministry. I don't care about you, man. I don't care about any of that.
When you gonna pay this 10%, man?
Let me tell you something, dog. Just for real. Don't call my house no more with this stuff. You about to make a brother go off. I mean, seriously. In this economy, you talking to me about me tithing $50? I'm trying to put a dollar through college. I'm trying to send a son through private school, and I can't get that done. I'm trying to keep the lights on over
what
here, dog.
What do that have to do with the church?
I already told you. I'm getting ready to hang up, and if you want to meet me and whatever you're going to do and whatever, then that's fine. So
I need to tell you something else about your job,
man,
too.
You ain't going to tell me nothing about my job. You don't have to tell me my job.
I need to tell you something about your job.
Dude, I'm going to hang up this phone.
Is there a man named Chapman at your job?
Yeah, no, yeah, Chapman at my job.
Okay.
Yeah, and he been there, too.
Wait a minute. Chapman is the one that got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked.
Man, you got me feeling guilty. I mean, I'm all in. Oh man,
with the gym ministry.
Yeah, but somebody's getting ready to get beat up at the today. Somebody getting ready to get it.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It's obviously, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. That right there is God's ministry. Yes, yes, yes. Won't you come? There might be one today. Candidate for pranks or just plain old prank experience. Yes, yes. May the doors open. There might be one. There might be one. All right.
All right.
I'm done. You know, stupid is not something you stop abruptly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know.
Gotta just let it fade out.
It's been years.
Yeah, we know.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.